Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Well, listen, I'd just like to give me a little rundown on what your idea is on this joining the two departments together. They've been calling me. I don't disagree with it. I just got to get somebody to ask me a lot of questions. I don't know about it.
There's very little left in commerce, and what is left in commerce is export, census, statistics, economic bureau, technology, bureau of standards. All of it fits into a very good picture with labor, and we're always talking about labor management, and we're always talking about coordinating the two departments, and it was our feeling, I talked to George at some length about it, but it was our feeling that when Connor came for a couple of years, and he won't be here much longer, we have a vacancy over there in the undersecretary, we haven't named him, so we don't have any business people to throw out, and our feeling was that if we were ever, and there's nothing left over there, we've taken all the transportation functions, like the good Bureau of Public Roads spends $4 billion a year, stuff of that type, and it's gone over to transportation, and the Federal Aviation has gone to transportation, and all of those functions. So we could have one central organization and get a top, brilliant young fellow to be Under Secretary of Commerce. If we made it to business and labor, and we have an undersecretary there, and have a top labor man as undersecretary of labor, and then we could probably, Jim Reynolds would probably go in that place. We're getting ready to nominate him for undersecretary, as you know, to succeed Henning. And that this would be a very good thing for the whole country and for the organization, in particular for labor.
Can you build up the labor department too?
Well, yeah, we got all of it. We keep every bit of it, and it just gives it more power, more standing, and more prestige, and it stays right where it is, you see.
Because it's whittling away now, and I think that...
Neither one of them are powerful enough now to do much, but if you had them both together, it's like both of us, our resources don't amount to much, but if we go in partnership, well, we got something.
Well, that's all I want to know. The newspaper was calling me, and I just want to get...
First of all, the good many of the functions that are left over there are vital interest to labor, like exporting, travel, like selling our goods abroad, like the travel service, like the technological developments, the weather, and the scientific things like Bureau of Standards. That's the labor's future depends on a lot of those things. And the Census Bureau, they have figures on the families and the everything there, all the census. So it's nearly every activity they have is be just as much interested if it were in the labor department per se by itself. But we're going to call them both departments and combine them, like we say. Health, education, welfare. Well, I didn't say I worked it out. I talked to him about it in detail, and it impressed him. I don't want to speak for him. I never do that because that's a matter for him. But he said he would talk to all of his people and talk to y'all, and I think he's anxious to help on it. I can't. It's like it's very much like a man's getting $400 a month, and he says, "I'd like to raise you to $700. What do you think about it?"
Okay.
I'd think if he's got any sense, he'd be for it.
Okay.
Now, we'll have some trouble, some businessmen, because they think that you'll have a lot of red-hot labor union organizer heading it up. But we'll have to meet that when we get to it. What we've got to do is get the department, and we've got all your labor people, of course, will be transferred intact over there, and you'll have...
Now, we'll have to do something with that, too, to bring it in line. It's completely lost it. Identity as far as our unions is concerned, and that's what's always concerned me.
There's nothing
there that represents us with the average rank and file, and of course that can be talked about later.
Okay, that's what'll have to be done. What you ought to do is to get your labor paper and your whoever y'all communicate, and Meany and you and Barkin and B. Miller and Lane Kirkland, and about 10 of you ought to come over and sit down and let Joe Califano, who is your friend and who works closely with you, Let him outline to you the advantages from your standpoint so you can see it. I told him this morning, get you in a meeting today or tomorrow. And they all sit down and take your notes and then go back and make up your mind and then get behind the damn thing quietly. I wouldn't raise too much hell. I'd just say anything that's economical, anything that's efficient, makes sense to us. That's what we're interested in, period.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay.